747 simulator trading before September 2001, but he was arrested first.
The former commander of U.S. troops in Iraq has been cleared of wrongdoing in the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, one of four top officials getting a clean bill from the Army. A bumpy day on Wall Street with lots of wild point swings. CNN Radio's Kathleen Hayes reports from the New York Stock Exchange.
Seems like part of the problem was they really couldn't push it up this morning. The market opened a little bit lower, and after a really stellar rally on Thursday, it looked like traders were just kind of, you know, taking some cards off the table, getting ready to go home for the weekend and see what they can do with the market next week.
The Dow finally ended the day 61 points down. Police in San Jose, California say they still don't know where that Wendy's chili finger came from, but they don't believe the woman who claims she found it in her food.
Anna Ayala was arrested last night at 8:15 p.m. at her Las Vegas residence on a $500,000 arrest warrant for one count of grand theft and one count of attempted grand theft. The attempted grand theft is related to the Wendy's incident, while the grand theft charge pertains to an unrelated incident involving an unlawful home purchase transaction.
San Jose Police Chief Rob Davis says the real victim in this case is Wendy's. This is CNN Radio News.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it, but affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call right now. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest for their affordable health insurance. That toll-free number again is 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Not available in all states.
Vice President Dick Cheney says he is ready to help if Senate Republicans decide to push through a rules change to get President Bush's judicial nominees confirmed. CNN Radio's John Bisney has more from Capitol Hill.
It's really no surprise, but Vice President Cheney's now making clear he would side with Senate Republicans should they try to change the chamber's rules to stop Democrats from stalling several conservative Bush judicial nominees.
A filibuster of judicial nominees is, as a practical matter, an attempt to limit a president's ability to appoint judges who have majority support in the United States Senate.
But Democrats say the Senate's always been about protecting the minority's right to block confirmation of federal judges they feel are outside the mainstream and promise to hold up everything here if the GOP makes its controversial move. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
President Bush's new National Intelligence Director used his first day on the job to tell employees it's time to change the way the nation's spy agencies are working. John Negroponte will oversee 15 different agencies. This is news from CNN Radio. Pope Benedict XVI will be formally installed this weekend, and nearly two dozen House members feel it's important that they be there to see it happen. David Williams of the group Citizens Against Government Waste says the trips are going to cost you and me about $47,000.
This is unfortunately more and more common, and it really gets to their believing that they are a privileged class, that they can do this, and that someone else is going to pay their tab.
The Senate not sending a delegation. President Bush has named his brother Jeb to lead the official U.S. delegation at the ceremony. And millions of lottery players are hoping tonight is the night. In about an hour from now, the Mega Millions drawing will take place. The jackpot in that game up to $205 million. Your odds of winning, though, about 1 in 135 million. Mega Millions is played in 11 states. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Republicans are unequivocally masters at driving the truck over the veterans and kicking them to the side of the road like roadkill. They are. If you get into an argument or a discussion with any type of righty, they're in denial on this issue. Pause. They've got that sticker on the back of their soccer mom van.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
There's something you should know about me. I believe in equality. regardless of race, gender, or age. If you cannot stand, I am there. I am there to hurt, paralyze, or kill. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE. Or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Penny Marshall. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Friday. This has been an exhausting week, hasn't it? Huh? You feel that way? My goodness, the things that have been perpetrated by the Bush crime family against the American public, against the global public, just in this one week, has left me exhausted. I'm sure you feel the same way. It's just a constant struggle, isn't it? To keep organizing, to keep informing each other. To use the most powerful tool ever given to organizers, and that's the internet, and yet to maintain some sort of a personal sense of equilibrium through all this. These are rough times, Truth Seeker, and it's going to be around for a long time. There are no miracles. Regardless of that salt stain and the underpass on the Chicago freeway, there are no miracles. Hard work. But you get tired after a while, don't you? Huh? Yeah, me too. A couple of emails here. Part of what we're going to talk about tonight is our free and independent press. Yeah. Sarcastic mode is on. Isn't it wonderful that powerful stories get rewritten overnight to become more Republican friendly? I'm talking about the ABC 7, WLS, WLS Television, WLS Radio. I worked at WLS Radio for like three and a half years. And Andy Shaw is a reporter for WLS that I got to know. We were just one floor above the television station. Nice guy. Will always be a reporter. And what happened to Andy Shaw is the same thing that happened to a couple of colleagues of mine at WLS Radio. I'm talking about Ski Anderson and Nancy Skinner. Now, I'll get to that story in a few minutes here. But apparently the boys at the Ministry of Truth misunderestimated, to use Bush's wonderful word, the power of this program's many bureau chiefs. Because we got, I don't know how many people sent us a link to the original ABC7 video and story last night before it was scrubbed off the ABC7 website. So we have the audio of Henry Hyde. We'll get to that story shortly. Orwell must be... he's dead. He's nothing. But if there were such a thing as the ghost of Orwell or a spirit of Orwell... all right, let's just pretend there is. He must be spinning. Huh? At the way... Of course, he had a model. He had the Soviet model, the way the Soviets disappeared people. From history. But it appears that the Bush crime family is using either the Soviet model or the Orwellian model, one of the two. It really doesn't matter because they are one and the same. Got an email here from Essie. I saw what she's writing about here. She said, I saw one of the most shocking stories on CNN. I never thought I'd see anything like this. It was on the Anderson Cooper show. It was videotaped. Of police handcuffing a 5-year-old African-American girl. Apparently she was throwing a temper tantrum in class, so after trying to negotiate with her, to no avail, the principal called the cops and they came in and handcuffed her. When the handcuffs proved too big, they used the plastic cuffs on her. Mike, she's a baby. She started crying when they pulled her hands behind her. Not only is this completely out of line, it is incredibly, unbelievably, jaw-droppingly racist. Would you ever see a 5-year-old little white girl being handcuffed? No 5-year-old should be handcuffed, period. But the shock on that little girl's face when the police came in. God only knows what she's seen at home or on TV when it comes to black folks and the police. Mike, as a black woman, this is disturbing and scary. They can't do this to us. They can't do this to our children. Please see if you can get more information on this and let us all know what's going to happen. Thank you, Essie. You know, Essie, in the age of Bush, the child is fortunate that she wasn't tasered, that she wasn't jolted with 50,000 volts of electricity. I saw what you're talking about, Essie. I didn't see it on the program that you did, Anderson Cooper. I think I saw it on the news earlier today. Once again, kind of puttering around the house with the TV set on CNN with the sound down. All of a sudden, I look up and see this video of this little black child obviously throwing a temper tantrum like any 5-year-old can and occasionally does. And a white counselor or school teacher there trying to deal with it. And apparently there was another teacher videotaping it. And it begs the question, why didn't the woman put down the damn videotape and assist in calming this little girl down? No, I'm going to videotape it. What do you want to bet the person with the video camera was white? And then the videotape shows the police, what Essie's talking about, shows the police coming in. Maybe you saw this. It's very disturbing. But, Essie, this is Bull Connor days are back. This is the March to Selma days are back. This it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. So I don't know what to tell you. I hear you. I understand. I don't know what to tell you. And then I got this from Emily. I got this last night, and I want to share this with you. This is interesting. Remember what we were talking about last night, all that religious crap. And we have a few more religious things tonight, so hang with me. It has to do with Justice Sunday, because it's no longer religious. It's now political. Hi, Mr. Miller. I was brought up in a Christian home. We're Church of Christ, and I do believe in God, Christ, etc., and I follow Christ. A lot of Christians I know are pro-Bush. My age group at my church, every person but my brother and I, who despise the Bush crime family, think Bush is great. I just don't get how they can, but then, again, I remember the media is bought by the neocons. These people are disgusting, and you're right about them. They would kill Jews, lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgendered, and Democrats, if they could, just like Hitler did, so they could have their own world. They don't care about sharing it with us and really following Christ. In Jesus' time, the Christians were persecuted, and sometimes I wonder, how can these people do the things that they are doing without remembering that? They're taking advantage of their religious freedom in this country to hurt other people. Hitler claimed to be a Christian, too. Sometimes I wonder if what happened in Germany could happen here. Then I remember what happened with the Japanese Americans and think, there could be a chance. It could happen again. Only with killing. I wonder what would happen to those of us who are Christians, but Democrats. Would they sacrifice one of their own? I'm sure of it. I do worry about that in this country because these people are high on power. You try telling them that most judges that they're talking about being liberal judges are really conservative, it doesn't work. Like the Judge Greer in the Terri Schiavo ordeal. But of course, facts don't matter anymore. It really is a scary time, and I just wonder how much can these people get away with? Every day there is some new scandal. This Justice Sunday is so disgusting, I just want to puke. Justice Sunday for whom? Certainly not the teachings of Jesus Christ. If Jesus were, instead of a Christian, a Buddhist doing these miracles, these so-called Christians would call what he did witchcraft and crucify him all over again. He tried so hard to change things, but sadly he was unsuccessful. That makes me weep, because Jesus' messages were all beautiful, and these people have ruined it with hate. It's hard to watch them demonstrate they are like their enemy, and they don't even realize that that's true. I wonder who will stop these people, or is it too late? And then she writes, keep up the great show. Thank God for Air America Radio. Signed, Emily. Thanks, Emily. I appreciate it. I would imagine, you all know my position on religion, so let's not even bore ourselves with discussing that. But how many people out there, how many decent, good Democrats who are religious people, who are faith-based people, who are truly Christians and happen to be Democrats and happen to resent what the Republicans are doing to their faith? And those people now, which include, you know, who's the most visible evangelical Democrat Christian? You know, well, of course, Jimmy Carter. Those people now, those Democrats, those believers, those churchgoers, Methodists, Presbyterians, Baptists, are all being labeled as anti-Christian, as being inspired by what? Satan? The right-wing Republicans, these Christo-fascists, are demanding a religious war, aren't they? They want as much blood and death as they can possibly bring about.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, The stretch pants are very slim. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Edison's Progressive Talk, the Mike, 92.1.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain.
Yeah, well, I know what I'm going to do this weekend, right? How about you? Tomorrow, I'm going to be at Piedmont Park here in Atlanta, the Park Tavern. We're going to do a special for listeners in this area. This does, you know, doesn't apply to anybody else, but I thought I would announce it. We're going to do a three-hour Saturday broadcast, which we never do. It's only going to be carried by Air Atlanta, not Air America Radio. So if you're in the Atlanta metro area and you want to come by and have some fun tomorrow about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, really, and the broadcast starts at 2, Piedmont Park, which for you folks in New York City, Piedmont Park was designed by the same man who designed Central Park in New York.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
But other than that, this is going to be laid-back Doobie Brothers kind of weekend. The Pope, the Cardinal, Galileo, the Earth, and the Sun. Who sent me this? Somebody sent me this. In October 1992, now the date is important, 1992, 350 years after Galileo's death, Pope John Paul II gave an address on behalf of the Catholic Church in which he admitted that errors had been made by the theological advisors, that would be the inquisitors, in the case of Galileo. Pope John Paul II declared the Galileo case closed. But he did not admit that the church was wrong to convict Galileo on a charge of heresy because of his belief that the earth revolves around the sun. But in a way, in John Paul's way, he did admit that errors had been made. I love that passive voice. Don't you love that? Rather than saying, well, the Catholic Church was insane 350 years ago. We used to cut people into little pieces who wanted to say that the earth was not the center of the universe, and so on and so forth. All right. That was in 1992. In 1990, 2 years earlier, in a speech delivered in Parma, Italy, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger endorsed the opinion of philosopher P. Feyerabend against Galileo. Ratzinger stated, quote, "At the time of Galileo, the Church remained much more faithful to reason than Galileo himself. The process against Galileo was reasonable and just." This is your new Pope. Does this mean, then, doesn't it mean that Ratzinger believes that the earth does not revolve around the sun? It has to. If he says the process, the whole basis of the Inquisition going after Galileo was because of the heretical statements he was making regarding the cosmos. There are actually the Milky Way, that's actually stars up there. And so on and so on. Shortly after he published, I believe it was his first publication, Galileo, the Inquisition ordered him to appear in Rome before them you know, bring thee hence, that sort of thing. He was sick, apparently, and he couldn't go for a couple of years. When he finally got there, he was put on trial, and he was charged with and convicted of breaching the conditions laid down by the Inquisition 17 years earlier, in 1616. He was found guilty, and as you know, he was condemned to lifelong imprisonment. Some say the sentence was carried out somewhat sympathetically because it amounted to kind of, sort of like a Martha Stewart thing, like house arrest rather than going to prison. But he had to spend the rest of his life watched over by officers from the Inquisition. Now, whether you believe that part of it or not, I think it's kind of lost to antiquity, isn't it? Oh, I know. There have been a million things written about his punishment. So you pays your money and takes your choice. When he did manage, then his daughter, Virginia, who was a nun, died. And according to biographers of Galileo, she had been a huge support to her father. He was sick a lot. Well, wouldn't he be? Galileo was obviously shattered, as any parent would be, and couldn't work. When he finally was able to work again, he started his discourses. And had to be smuggled out of Italy to be printed. Where'd they take it? Holland or Belgium or some damn place? So Ratzinger believes that Galileo was justly charged, prosecuted, and sentenced by the Inquisition. And Ratzinger headed the Office of the Inquisition, since renamed under John Paul II. I'll tell you what, if you're a Catholic, hold on to your ass, because it is going to be a rough ride for you people. No more of this cafeteria Catholicism. You will be excommunicated and condemned to hell just for thinking the wrong thoughts.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side, but they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So are you taking this time to be more concerned about sexual assault than any other time of year? No? You're concerned about sexual assault year-round? Well, that's probably good because perpetrators don't care what month it is. And the sad truth is that each year over 25% of our children will be sexually violated before their 18th birthday. One in three women will be sexually assaulted in her lifetime. Around 90% of people with developmental disabilities will be sexually assaulted, and over one half of nursing home residents who are sexually violated will die within a year of the assault. Perhaps the saddest part is that most victims will never tell anyone about what happened. Some will turn to drugs and alcohol, some will mutilate themselves, develop eating disorders, or simply kill themselves. Some will heal. This is Maggie Thurs from the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, and I'm on the mic. So why bother with Sexual Assault Awareness Month at all? Because April isn't a time to suddenly care about the problem, it's a time to be energized about the solution. Take advantage of this opportunity to get involved and educate yourself. Support the professionals working every day to end this epidemic. If you know a child, woman, man, someone over 60, sexual assault affects you. But it only takes one small act of courage to create a big social change. Go home tonight and talk to your kids about sexual assault prevention. Hang a sign in your yard saying, "I believe victims." Here's another tip. On April 29th, the Wisconsin Artist Art Auction will be held in Madison to raise money for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. They work to address the root causes of sexual violence and support others who work to end sexual violence and provide victims hope. You can be a part of the solution simply by eating a gourmet dinner, bidding on a silent auction item, winning an art-filled shopping spree, or by buying some amazing art by some of Wisconsin's most accomplished artists. Make April count by being a part of the solution. Visit WCASA.org for more info or call the station. Yes, over 25% of our children will be sexually violated before they turn 18. But there is hope. There is you.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
We are now joined by Father Guido Sarducci from Vatican City.
It's a pretty exciting here. We have white smoke coming out of that disgusting smoke. I can't believe, you know, it's so beautiful in Rome. You look out over the skyline, and the first thing the Vatican does after this guy dies is put up this smokestack, make it look like Gary, Indiana or something.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why?
Because it's my United States of
whatever.
Yeah. And this is my United States of
whatever.
President Bush,
hush up, don't talk to me now.
Whatever.
Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever.
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh. Ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Whatever.
Hi, and this is ding ding dong, ding ding dong dong.
Whatever.
I hope you got the message.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. Senator Ken Salazar, I believe this is his first term. Oh, by the way, before I get into this, all this week I've been hearing this Mother Jones Minute, which I think is really good. I'm glad we do that. But the person they're talking about, Stephen Malloy, no relation. He even spells his name differently for me. Every time I hear that, I go, ow, no, God. But he spells it M-I-L-L-O-Y, I think, which just shows what a freak he is, because that's not how you spell Malloy. It's spelled with an A. But I just want to clear it up. It has no relationship to me whatsoever. Senator Ken Salazar, Democrat from Colorado, is ankle deep in the blood and gore with a focus on the family. This neo-fascist, religious fascist right-wing organization run by this crazy man, James Dobson, is based in, Colorado Springs, I believe. And Ken Salazar, who in some of his votes has not voted the way I'd like to see a Democrat vote, but which Democrats do, really. You can count them on the fingers of one finger sometimes. But he's in it with these evangelical psychopaths in his own state. First of all, about this Justice Sunday crap that's coming up day after tomorrow. And secondly, the threats of defunding judges and the threats against Democrats and so on and so forth. Now, Salazar has another dog in this fight, and that is he's Catholic. And I don't care what anybody tells you. These Protestant fundamentalists truly do believe that Catholics are cultists, that they are following the Antichrist. Just think Bob Jones University, okay, where Bush went to when he had to, when it looked like John McCain was going to defeat his ass back in the 2004 election. But anyway, that's a whole different story. Salazar said in an interview, "I think the way Focus on the Family and the conservative right wing is attempting to take the country will threaten the basic cornerstone of our freedom." And he goes on to say that he thinks that these Protestant right-wingers are trying to turn this country into a theocracy. Duh! Really, Senator? You're just coming to that now? You're just coming out of the ether or what? I mean, don't get me wrong. I encourage you. Keep going, Ken. But for God's sake. Now Salazar's office and Focus on the Family are trading shots over whether the U.S. Senate is anti-Christian and whether Focus on the Family is anti-Catholic. Sun Tzu said, never get in the way of your enemy when he is committing ritual suicide. So let's stay out of the way of all these people. But dear God, Salazar, who is a Democrat and of course, a lifelong Catholic, they're only lifelong Catholics, got very pissed off about this ad campaign that's being run by Focus on the Family. See, they spend money to run lying, filthy ads against people like Salazar. And Salazar blasted the ads on Wednesday saying Focus on the Family was hijacking Christianity and becoming an appendage of the Republican Party. What? Focus on the Family? Is that what you're saying, Ken? That Focus on the Family is hijacking Christianity, becoming an appendage of the Republican Party? No. The Republican Party has become an appendage of the religio-fascist right. Come on, Ken. I know this is your first term as a senator, but wake the hell up. Where have you been? How old are you? 35, 40, 50? I don't know. Have you not been around long enough, Ken, to see what's going on? Don't act as though you just crawled out of a cave or out from under a rock. This has been going on since Reagan. Now, if you're just waking up, Senator Salazar, okay, we'll accept that. Salazar said, I think the kind of attack that is being used against Democratic senators and against me has the potential of moving our country to abandoning the freedom of worship which we enjoy in this country and moving toward the creation of a theocracy. End quote. That's what Salazar said. Well, Senator, again, you're the type of guy, it appears to me, that the house catches fire and you stand there and look at it, and then when it burns down, you say, oh, damn, let's call the fire department. There's a house on fire over... Oh, it's all burned down? Oh, okay, sorry. Good Lord. See, Dobson, one of Dobson's allies in Focus on the Family, it's a board member, refers to Catholicism as, quote, a false church, end quote. Now, they're all false, as far as I'm concerned, but this really pisses off a committed Catholic like Salazar, who has tried to work with the crazy religious right in this country. You know, he's tried. All these Catholics, all you Catholics, don't you get it? And you Jews, don't you understand? Catholics and Jews, are you people this stupid? I don't think you are. I don't think you're stupid. These Protestants will cut your throat. At the right moment, they'll cut your throat. Don't you get it? Just because you all agree on the abortion issue, are you out of your minds? Working with these Protestant neo-fascist killers? Ah! Well, go ahead, if you want to. But when the knife slices your throat and you're going trying to gasp air, you know, don't die with a surprised look on your face. Especially the Jews. Jewish people who align themselves with the Protestant fundamentalist crazy right, because the Protestant fundamentalist crazy right talk about, oh, Israel this, Israel that. Jewish folks, you know, you're crazy. You're out of your minds. I don't know why you do this. Israel has 200 nukes. You can whip anybody's ass on the planet, including the United States. Why do you make alliances with the Protestant fundamentalist right in this country? You're crazy. You're crazy. And they're going to kill you. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. You're doomed. And Catholics. Catholics. You think you're Christians like they are. No, you're not. Anyway. This board member, his name is R. Albert Mohler, Jr., said on Thursday, yesterday, he was on Larry King Live, and he said he stands by the comments that Catholicism is a false church. He said, I believe that the Roman Church, you like that? The Roman Church is a false church, and it teaches a false gospel. And indeed, he said, I believe that the Pope himself holds a false and unbiblical office. Now, you can say what you want about any Pope, but they do not hold unbiblical offices. I mean, God, oh, all these people are insane. This guy, Mohler, is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, and he said he was shocked by Salazar's letter to Dobson, where Senator Salazar, wrote to Dobson and just said, hey, back off. So Mohler, the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, says, I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. He says it's either a demonstration of the most grotesque form of manipulation or evidence of absolute ignorance. That Salazar is pissed off because these Protestant Christo-fascists are saying what they're saying. Mohler said that Salazar is trying to divert attention from the fact that there is an anti-Christian bias floating in the United States Senate that is evident in the debate over judges. Can you believe this? Can you believe... Are all Christians this criminally paranoid? Now, Dobson was not available for comment for this. This was published in the Rocky Mountain News. He wasn't available for comment. Yeah, right. But he was on Fox News' Hannity and Combs, frickin' frack, last night, and he defended this jerk Mohler statements about Catholicism. Defended it. And Mohler and Dobson, of course, they're both scheduled to appear together day after tomorrow on this nationwide simulcast. The Justice Sunday event. Chuck Colson's going to be there, the Prison Fellowship. This felon who just had it stuck in him so many times when he was in prison, he became, I don't know, he just got just totally flipped. You know what I mean by that. You know, he had violence and everything stuck in his face, right? And this is one that Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is going to appear at, right? Over a thousand churches are going to, the congregations are going to sit there and wallow in this further bastardization of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're going to sit there like sheep, these so-called Christians, and their eyes are going to roll back in their heads, and they're going to raise their hands and point the palms towards heaven and sway back and forth, and probably a little spittle will come out. Some of them will start talking in tongues while the simulcast explains to them that Democratic Christians are really not Christians. They're evil demon dogs or something. I don't know. And they're trying to thwart the will of God by saying no to certain judges. That's what this is about. If you're a Christian and your church is doing this, are you insane? Are you truly insane? Do you really believe what these Christo-Nazis are trying to pump down your throat? You can't. You can't believe that, can you? Are you really that far spun into this Christo-Nazism that you're going to sit there in your pew day after tomorrow and listen to this garbage as it's piped into your sanctuary? You're not. Are you? I guess you are. All right, get a pencil when we come back, or a pen, or prick your finger and use blood if you're feeling particularly religious tonight. But I have a website I want you to go to. It's a progressive response to this Justice Sunday propaganda, and it's a religious organization, but it's a progressive Protestant organization, so get something to write with, and I'll give it to you when we come back, all right? God, this stuff makes me sick, but I'm going to talk about it, and if I'm boring you, then switch over, listen to something else. I don't care. All right, I do care, but you know what I'm saying.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
It's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, "I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator." Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate Committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Set two.
on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, you have your pen and pencil or whatever. There is a website. I went to it. It is a it's one of these clergy and laity concerned organizations. And in skimming through their website, and KB and Phoenix turned me onto this, in skimming through the website, if you are a person of faith, this is probably a Protestant faith, Christian faith. This looks like a website you might be interested in as kind of a... I mean, it hasn't been set up as a reaction to so-called Justice Sunday, but it's something you might want to check out. It is, you ready? CLNNLC. Okay, very simple. CLNNLC.org. All right, one more time. And please, write it down. Don't email me. I don't have time to answer all the emails about, you know.
Well, what was the name of that website, Mike?
Here it is again. CLNNLC.org. Okay, check it out. If you want to, I know a lot of people who believe who are Christians listen to this program. I understand. And for those of you who truly believe, and I've said this so many times, who truly believe in the message of Christ, which to me would make you a Christian, only that would make you a Christian. You have my respect. I would never say anything ugly or hateful about. That type of belief in what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Never would I disrespect that. I subscribe to a more rational belief system, or none. I really don't have a belief system. I actually, when you get down to it, I believe the same thing that people who follow Jesus believe. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know, leave your campsite cleaner than when you got there. You know, take nothing but photographs. Leave nothing but footprints. And, you know, try not to piss people off. I mean, basically, wasn't that the message of Jesus? Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, comfort the sick, and love your neighbor. End of story. What else is there? So I don't have any problem with that. I still get emails from people who say, "Oh, you bastard." Oh, they say worse than that. You know, you Christian hater. No, I'm not. I just hate people who write those kind of emails because I know where you're coming from. I know exactly where you're coming from, you narrow-minded freak. You defile Christ just by breathing. The other night, when was it? Wednesday night? Hitler's birthday, when we had Flying Monkey Right night, and all those folks called in. It was really pathetic. But one of the callers, and who sent me this? Bill in San Francisco. He writes, "Dear Mike, one of your callers last night, or the other night, mentioned that having become dissatisfied with the Republicans, he'd voted for the Constitution Party's presidential candidate in 2004. A little checking, Bill writes, suggests that the Constitution Party has a whole lot in common with the Texas Republican Party, especially in matters of church versus state, as follows." And then he's got... just a couple lines. Listen to this. The guy who was the presidential candidate last go-around, somebody named Perutka, is that his name? Sounds like, when you hear his name, sounds like you want to say Gesundheit. But Perutka is his name. He tells audiences that his campaign is divinely inspired and that his party seeks to remake the United States into a Christian state, one that no longer adheres to the separation of church and state. He said, quote, "This is a spiritual battle. It's fought out in culture, it's fought out in politics, it's fought out in the economy. But it's a spiritual battle, it's a question of who is Lord," end quote. Dear God, the Constitution Party? Yeah, okay. Thanks, Bill in San Francisco, for sending that to me. The Constitution Party. So I had a Christian Reconstructionist then on the phone. I'm surprised that my headphones didn't melt. I'm surprised that little demons didn't hop out of the transmitters here and just dance around the studio. The Christian Reconstruction Movement, these people are... they make people like Negroponte and Stalin and Hitler look like amateurs. The Christian Reconstruction Movement, they want to kill everything. Everything. They want to destroy everything. They're into global destruction. murder and mayhem on a scale that you and I can't even contemplate. And as I say that, the thunder is rolling through the Atlanta area here, isn't it? Huh? If you lose this program tonight, it's because Atlanta is under, tornado warnings. And if something happens that we lose the connection with New York, you're going to hear a rebroadcast. Now, I'm just telling you that in case something happens, because things are pretty iffy with the weather here. All right? Okay. What else we got here? Oh, I hate doing church. I hate doing these religious stories, but it is beyond. Do you understand this? I'm sure. I hope you do. That religion is no longer something that people practice in the privacy of their own hearts and minds. It's now become a weapon of destruction. Especially Protestantism, Christianity. It's become a weapon of absolute murder and mayhem. It has become utterly political. It didn't take them long. Them being the Christo-fascist right to do what they've done to the Christian faith. The Catholic Church has always been, as far as I'm concerned, just a perpetrator of the church. Not if you're a believing Catholic, I'm sorry, you have my sympathy, but I'm not saying anything about you. But the church itself has been a murderous organization, one of the most thuggish organizations ever put together. It almost rivals Bob Jones University. Not quite. Bob Jones University is just a hotbed of sickness. But the Protestants in this country, oh my God, you people, the evangelical right I'm referring to, you people have destroyed the message, and you have turned it into something hideously political. So once it becomes political, then it is fair game, and a matter of fact, a necessary target of this program. So I hope those of you who go, oh, damn, he's doing that church crap again, I hope you understand that church crap that may be bothering you could be your future if you're not careful. Huh? What do you believe in, boy? Well, bang, you're dead. Remember what they did to Galileo, and he got off easy. Think about what they did to the Jews and the Muslims in Spain in the 15th century, huh? Ooh, this is Air America. We'll be back in a moment.
On Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The righties can't take it upon themselves to go to Walter Reed Hospital and to see these amputees. They'll go over there and then they'll come out, oh, just a great attitude by all of our troops. They can't wait to get back. The devil's in the details when it comes to the true, full benefits that we promise them. The Republicans are no-shows.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. TV personality Luke Perry.
All right, I got a little pop quiz for you. It's about me. What was my zip code? What city was it in? Name three kids I hung out with in the lunchroom. Name three kids your child hangs out with in the lunchroom.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
My name is Reverend Deborah Dean, and I am on the Mike.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Zacharias Moussaoui admits he went to the U.S. to learn how to turn a plane into a weapon of mass destruction, and that Osama bin Laden handpicked him to target the White House. Phil Hirschkorn reports.
Moussaoui admitted he told an Al-Qaeda associate he would finish his 747 simulator training before September 2001, but he was arrested first. Moussaoui's closest link to 9/11? Lying to FBI agents after his arrest so his, quote, Al-Qaeda brothers could go ahead with their plot to attack the Pentagon and World Trade Center. Moussaoui told the agents 4 weeks before 9/11 he was learning to fly purely for personal enjoyment and would be visiting New York and Washington as a tourist. Phil Hirschkorn, CNN Radio, Alexandria, Virginia.
Senators Lincoln Chafee and Chuck Hagel have discussed the John Bolton nomination with former Secretary of State Colin Powell. CNN Radio's Elise Labatt has details.
They're both on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which this week delayed a vote on Bolton's nomination to investigate charges he threatened subordinates. A spokeswoman for Powell said he returned calls from senators asking questions about Bolton but wouldn't discuss specifics. The New York Times says Powell expressed concerns about Bolton going to the U.N.
It's been confirmed by an aircraft company that the man who was gunned down at the site of a helicopter crash was the craft's pilot. There were 11 people on board that helicopter in Iraq. Six of them were Americans. U.S. military officials have inspected the site of that crash. It's believed the helicopter was shot down, but the exact cause has not been confirmed. Cleanup began a day after tornadoes damaged or destroyed five homes in a rural section of Kansas Thursday night. Southeast Kansas was the hardest hit. The storm included heavy rain and baseball-sized hail. Some livestock was believed to have been killed by the storms. This is CNN Radio News.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Mitowski?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Jimmy, from One Hour Photo.
Oh, okay.
We miss you and the family down here.
Oh.
Did you lose your camera?
See, we just got an HP printer, the 1315 all-in-one.
Oh, it's an HP all-in-one printer.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to print our pictures at home.
Really?
Yeah, this little thing scans old photos, too.
Oh, it sounds complicated.
Oh, no, it's easy. I can even make color copies, all with one little button.
So that's it. Well, I've got a one button, too. Or do you prefer number two?
I'm hanging up now.
Call 800-616-MY-HP and use our $20 mail-in rebate to bring the cost of the brilliantly simple HP 1315 all-in-one printer from $99 to just $79. Call 800-616-MY-HP today, and you'll also get free shipping and a 100-sheet premium photo paper pack.
24 Al-Qaeda suspects are on trial in Madrid. That includes three men who allegedly took part in the 9/11 plot. One of the suspects allegedly took pictures of the World Trade Center and other U.S. landmarks in 1997. CNN Radio's Al Goodman.
That tape allegedly was then passed on to terrorists and was used as sort of a prior look before these attacks. So there's a lot at stake this day. This trial is expected to go on for at least 2 months.
In celebration of Earth Day, President George W. Bush said there is an obligation to protect the environment.
But that obligation is not just a federal obligation. There's a state obligation, a local obligation, and each of us as citizens that can do our part as well.
In Port Arthur, Texas, police have a man in custody in connection with a string of attacks on elderly women in that city. Included are at least two women in their 80s who were found in their closets. The suspect is charged with burglary and parole violation. This is news from CNN Radio. Dallas will likely be looking for some Texas-sized linemen in Saturday's draft. Dan Kamal has details.
With two first-round picks in Saturday's draft, the Dallas Cowboys stand a very good chance of finding players that can have an immediate positive impact. Sports Illustrated's Peter King thinks the boys will be looking to bolster their defensive line.
I wouldn't be shocked to see him go for a receiver like Mark Clayton of Oklahoma, but I think it's most likely that they're going to take a couple of front seven players, and that will be hugely important to the near-term future of the Cowboys.
Dallas could use help stopping the run and otherwise after finishing a disappointing 6-10 last year. Dan Kamal, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Los Angeles police say a missing violin valued at nearly $1 million has been turned in by a person who reported finding it. There was no damage to the 1792 instrument. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stu Little.
Levitan here. Well, there are two big events this week, the New Orleans Jazz Festival and Passover. So join me this week when we talk with the legendary music impresario George Ween about founding the Jazz Festival, and with the author of What We Knew, an oral history of life in Nazi Germany. That's Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Thanks for checking out our membership meeting for Iota Gamma Kappa Fraternity. Candidates will be notified around mid-semester.
Can you believe that white boy showed up?
Justin?
Yeah.
He seems pretty cool. He gets decent grades. Oh, yeah, I played ball with him the other day. Old boy got a mean crossover.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. White people think that they could be one of us. It'll be a cold day and you know where before I let a white boy into this frat. You feel me?
Nah, Trey, I don't feel you.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Mike Malloy, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Back 6 and a half past the hour. We've talked ever since Bush submitted his budget, and I believe the House passed about has the 2006 budget passed? I'm not sure. I've been too focused on the Michael Jackson trial. So anyway, so much has been eliminated or is targeted for elimination. Social programs, things that you and I very seldom don't even think about, much less discuss. How about this? This was in the Palm Beach Post yesterday, and they have a question for you. Do you want a 7-day weather forecast for your zip code, or do you want hour-by-hour predictions of the temperature and wind speed and humidity and the chance of rain? Do you want weather data beamed to your cell phone? Well, you can get all that stuff now for free from the National Weather Service. But there's a bill that's been introduced in the Senate by Rick Santorum. Yeah, him. This is the guy who, when his wife miscarried, they brought the corpse home. What was it, Kathy? A 5 or 6 month old corpse. They took it home, this corpse, and they had some sort of a service at home with their other children and this corpse, this baby corpse. This to me is sickness beyond belief. I know a lot of people say, well, that's a wonderful thing. That just brings tears to my eye. Rick Santorum is an absolute freak, like so many of these people. Ah, but I repeat myself. He's introduced a bill that would prohibit federal meteorologists, like people at National Weather Service, from competing with companies like AccuWeather and the Weather Channel. Now, both of those, AccuWeather and Weather Channel, offer their own forecasts through paid services or free ad-supported websites, or you can get it on cable or satellite or whatever, but it's not free. So this means that if this bill goes through, a vast amount of federal weather data would be forced offline. You can get so much online right now. You know it as well as I do. My God, we use it all the time here in Atlanta, here in the North Georgia Mountains, because we get such freaky weather. The National Weather Service website would have to go away. It's not clear what Santorum wants to permit under this bill. It's not clear if he would even allow the National Weather Service to issue hurricane warnings. That would go to private companies. These bastards want to privatize everything. They want to privatize your mama. Do you know that? They want to take away from you your mother and replace your mother with a private corporation who will do all those things that your mama does for you. Do you understand that? That's what they want to do. They want to privatize your children eventually. Now, the decision of what information to remove from the National Weather Service that you could no longer get would be up to the Commerce Secretary, Carlos Gutierrez. He'll decide what sort of information you're entitled to. Now, a spokesman for Bill Nelson, the senator, Democrat senator from Florida, said the bill threatens to push the Weather Service back to a pre-internet era. which is kind of a questionable move, right? What did Florida have last year? Four hurricanes in 1 year? And Nelson, of course, is on the Senate Commerce Committee, which has been assigned to consider Santorum's bill. But Nelson, like every other normal person, most of the normal people in the Senate, what am I saying, is a Democrat. Well, they're normal until they vote. And then the bastards do something like 98-2 in favor of Negroponte. I don't know. What am I talking about here? I lose it every once in a while, and I get a story like this where they're trying to abolish the National Weather Service, and I think, okay, the Democrats are resisting this. This means the Democrats are interested in my well-being. And then I think, wait a second, what am I talking about? They're not interested in my well-being. A couple of them still are. But for the most part, oh well, let's continue to pretend. A spokesman for Senator Nelson said the Weather Service proved so instrumental and popular and helpful in the wake of the hurricanes. How can you make an argument that we should pull all this information off the internet now? And then Nelson's spokesman says, what are you going to do, charge hurricane victims to go online or give them pop-up ads? Yeah, that's what Santorum wants to do. Santorum is an ugly little bastard who wants to turn this country into, faster than it is turning, into a corporate state. Because Santorum knows that he'll be rich and he can bring home as many corpses as he wants to. AccuWeather's executive vice president, somebody named Barry Myers, said the bill, Santorum's bill, would improve public safety by making the Weather Service devote its efforts to hurricanes, tsunamis, and other dangers, rather than duplicating products already available from the private sector. Don't you hate these people? Don't you just want to sit them down and tickle them to death? You thought I was going to say something violent, didn't you? Santorum said that expanded federal services by the Weather Bureau, National Weather Service, threatens the livelihood of private weather companies. He said that. Santorum said, quote, it is not an easy prospect for a business to attract advertisers, subscribers, or investors when the government is providing similar products and services for free. Why, you psychopath, let's tear up all the roads then. And let private companies rebuild them. You nutcase! You crazy man! You're out of your mind, Santorum! They want to abolish the National Weather Service! Do you understand that? How much do you think the Weather Channel, which I like, I watch the Weather Channel all the time. I mean, sometimes it's the only thing you watch on TV that doesn't drive you crazy. Except they do that local on the 8s every, what, 8 and 18 and 28 and 38 and 48 and 58 until you want to smash your television. But and who's this AccuWeather? But how much do you want to bet? Huh? Come on, put your money up. That Rick Santorum is being shuffled tons of money under the table, beside the table, over the corpse of his miscarried child, whatever, to introduce this kind of a bill. What, am I focusing too much on the corpse they brought home? Oh, I'm sorry. I just consider that to be extremely crazy. Just extremely crazy. Hi, kids. Come here. Mommy and Daddy have a dead baby for you. God took your little brother, so come here, touch him. Ooh, isn't that cold? You know, what is that? It's illness. Okay, last thing here, and then we're going to, this is the Henry Hyde thing, and then we're going to get to your phone calls tonight, okay? Henry Hyde, I have a couple of friends. Nancy Skinner, who is on the radio in Detroit now at the station that carries a lot of Air America programming. She's on in the morning. And Ski Anderson, who is a special events executive type at a radio station in Indiana. But at one time, all three of us worked at WLS Radio. Now, the story I'm telling you is about WLS Television. Nancy and Ski had a weekend program, Saturdays and Sundays. And they got some information that they decided to put on their program, and I believe it was about Henry Hyde when he ripped off he and 11 other former directors and officers of the Clyde Federal Savings and Loan. They were sued for gross negligence by federal regulators after the failure of that institution, Clyde Federal Savings and Loan. That failure cost taxpayers an estimated $80 million. And Hyde refused to, he was the only director of the 12 who refused to contribute to an $850,000 settlement that led to the lawsuit's dismissal in 1997. Now, it's right about that time, Nancy and Ski came on their Saturday program with a heavy-duty expose of further chicanery on the part of Henry Hyde. And they went on the air. The next day, now I'm completely getting the story wrong, and probably Ski or Nancy will email me, but the next day they were called into Mike Elder's office. Mike Elder, who now is the general manager at WRKO in Boston, at the time was the thug that ran WLS, and used to just literally, physically torture all of us, the clutch of us who were liberals on that sick psychopathic radio station. But we all stayed there because we needed work. And we thought, well, maybe. Ski and Skinner had great ratings. I was a top program in Chicago at night. But the program director used to just play Billy Hell with our heads. I'll tell you what they did to Skinner and Ski when I come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
You are not wearing that.
Why not? It's comfortable.
Not on the eyes.
Come on.
We live in New York City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my friends are going to be there. Please change.
Look, I love you just the way you are. I wouldn't ask you to change anything.
Oh, that is sweet. And I don't want you to change. Just those shoes and that shirt. And you're kidding about those pants, right?
Love is about give and take. Finding it shouldn't be. Match.com has more subscribers than any other site. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Had enough religious Rottweilers messing with our democracy? Enough of the corporate bullies blowing hot air on energy policy? Mel White of SoulForce, a born-again, has plans to encircle Focus on the Family's compound this week. We'll hear from Mel, also from businesses small and large that are shifting to renewable energy no matter what Washington says. Who says we can't gracefully take matters into our own hands? That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mike 92.1.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. "Touch means so much" wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone, for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
The Mike.
My favorite show is The Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When I went past the hour, so my friends at the time, well, they're still my friends, but we all work together at WLS Radio. They were called into the boss's office Sunday. They did the show on Saturday. I'm getting the timeline all screwed up, but I don't care. The story is what's important. Mike Elder, who was the program director at the time, called him into this meeting, and as a result of Ski and Nancy going on the air with a couple of experts who understood what Henry Hyde, the criminality of his activity, what he was all about, because they had the audacity, the temerity to go on the air on a talk show program on a Saturday and at noon and talk about this thug, Henry Hyde, this serial adulterer, this pissant that was the chairman of the House Judicial Committee that was leading the attack against Bill Clinton, right? Because Nancy and Ski had the audacity to do that, they weren't fired. They just had one of their days, Saturday, taken away from them. They were reprimanded and told, don't ever mention Henry Hyde again. Now, Henry Hyde wields in the state of Illinois, even though he's a Republican thug, he used to be a Democrat, but even though he's a Republican, he's a member of the Knights of Columbus, he's a follower of the Opus Dei, the Catholic fascists. It's just sick stuff, just really sick stuff. All right, okay, he's 81 years old, he's sick, he's soon going to die, and that's the reason he's retiring. He said Father Time and Mother Nature are catching up with him. Yeah, okay, that means that you are about to go meet Jesus, only there's a surprise waiting for you when you die, Henry. It's like a door slamming. Only you won't even hear the door slam. It's just like, over? But Henry Hyde now gave an interview to Andy Shaw at WLS. In the interview, he was asked if he would have gone through with the Clinton impeachment process again, and he said he wasn't sure. I don't know. Now, we're going to play for you a couple of the sound bites here. Hyde refers a little bit, or Andy refers a little bit, or the article that Andy wrote for the WLS website, which was disappeared within 2 or 3 hours after it appeared on WLS Channel 7's website in Chicago. It was disappeared. Hyde, the article mentions Hyde's affair that came out during the Lewinsky trial. Hyde said, oh, they were trying to intimidate me, the bastards. Hyde referred to this affair that was with a 29-year-old married woman that went on for years. He referred to it as his youthful indiscretion. It began when he was in his early 40s. Okay, that's how sick this is. Isn't adultery, isn't that in the Ten Commandments? Henry, if there is your Catholic thingy after death, your ass is going to burn. Don't you understand that? You're going to burn. Man. So he was asked by Andy Shaw, would you do it again? Impeach Clinton. And he said, that's a very good question. I'm not sure. I might not. And then Hyde admitted for the first time that the impeachment of Clinton may have been, this is where Andy Shaw put, may have been, in part, Political revenge against the Democrats for the impeachment proceedings against Nixon 25 years earlier. Of course, the problem with that is that Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee approved three articles of impeachment against Nixon. Obstruction of justice, abuse of power, and contempt of Congress. That is precisely why the impeachment process was put in place for high crimes and misdemeanors. Is there a higher crime or a more potent misdemeanor than obstruction of justice, abuse of power, and contempt of Congress? Oh, that's right, there is one. Having a little afternoon sex with your girlfriend in the Oval Office. Oh! And then not telling the truth about it. Oh my God! I remember that. I lived through it. I lived through that in Illinois, working for WLS, in Cook County. The next county over is DuPage County. That's where this pig is from. His hypocrisy, the hypocrisy of most of these house managers, was you could cut through it with a butter knife. It was awful. Now, the full House did not vote on those articles of impeachment. In other words, Nixon was never impeached because he resigned before the House could vote and the Senate could try. Would you do it again? Andy Shaw asked Henry Hyde in his response. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I might not. And then Andy Shaw, was this payback? Was this payback? Was going after Nixon payback? And then Hyde's little Weasley answer is going to get him extra time in purgatory before he goes to hell. His answer was, I can't say it wasn't payback. But I also thought that, well, we've got that soundbite for you. We'll play it. Now, what happened was, all of this was scrubbed, was taken down off the ABC7 website. Now, ABC7, WLS, is a wholly owned subsidiary of ABC Network. It is owned. It's not an affiliate. It is owned and operated by ABC out of New York. And for some reason, ABC decided, uh-oh, we got to get this reporter's story off of there. It may be factual. It may be true. It may be good reporting. It may be Henry Hyde dropping his pants and saying, beat me, spank me because I was a bad boy. But let's get it off the website. Makes you wonder why, doesn't it? We'll have the sound for you when we come back.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I thought we're going to the street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Orrick Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning Sedition here on the Mike 92.1.
There's a man named William Crar who was arrested a couple of years ago, also a member of the Army of God. They found 60 pipe bombs in this guy's basement. This was back before the election. The Bush administration back then was jumping on any chance they could to remind Americans that they were keeping us all safer. Back at that time, you would think they found a guy with 60 pipe bombs in his basement. You'd think that they would trot this guy out and make a huge deal of it.
And not just say things like, wow, did you make these yourself? Where did you get the equipment? Did you get your equipment from Bob down at the...
Exactly.
Down the hardware store? Yeah.
And they didn't say a word about that guy. And Eric Rudolph has come and gone as, you know, yes, he's a bomber. But the fact that this guy is a right-wing militant with a far right-wing agenda, where was President Bush? Where was he stepping forward, you know, to make a big deal out of this?
And it's interesting, in the Department of Homeland Security list of terrorist threats within this country, that there is no mention of the Army of God. There's very little mention of any of that type of domestic terrorism. And this is the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, which killed 168 people, and people like Timothy McVeigh was aligned with some of the white supremacist groups, some of the right-wing militia groups. It just seems to me that there's a real gray area there. Like, I was very surprised with Norm Olson, Michigan militia guy. These are usually sort of, you know, marginal, kind of live off the grid, we don't want to pay taxes type of people. But when he made an offer to bring militias together to kidnap Terry Schiavo, I realized that when somebody like Tom DeLay or somebody like Senator John Cornyn says something like, you know, these judges might be a problem and I wouldn't be surprised if something bad happens, that
exactly,
there's a lot of people willing to take that action.
Well, see, this is where people have to connect the dots, because there are going to be some parishioners that are going to go to their churches and see this Justice Sunday stuff and think and take it at face value, and they don't know of the connections between a lot of these folks and these terrorists that are out here, these domestic terrorists, because that's what Oklahoma City was.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
What?
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
If you missed Al or Randy today, don't worry. We'll get you caught up on the mic overnight. I'm Mike Malloy on the Mic 92.1.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, that's easy enough to do. End your day screaming. 26 before the hour. Just got an email here from Damn, I don't know who it's from. But anyway, rawstory.com. Have you gone to rawstory.com yet? You should. Rawstory.com. Answer my question about Santorum. Yeah, he got thousands from AccuWeather. And he introduced the bill last week to abolish the National Weather Service. Oh, God, I hate these people. Yeah, go to rawstory.com. It's all right there. Plus a lot of other stuff, too. So anyway, back to Henry Hyde. So here he is with Andy Shaw, a nice guy, a reporter for WLS, ABC 7. Will always be just a reporter in Chicago, which is no big deal. I will always be a late-night talk show host who struggles just to make the bills on time. So no big deal there either. But Andy, his story went up on ABC 7's website, and it disappeared. Now it's back. And when you compare the two stories, there's not much change. But they took it down, apparently, because they didn't believe their own reporter or something. Why would ABC7 scrub a story, take it away, take away the audio? Now, I don't know if the audio is still there. But we have enough of the audio to play for you, and we're going to do that right now. This is... It's audio and video. It was supposed to be available on the WLS website for 5 days, and then it was flushed down the memory hole in more like about 5 hours. In this brief clip, Hyde responds to Andy Shaw's comments about Hyde's so-called youthful indiscretion in the 60s, and hypocrisy. Now remember, Hyde was in his 40s. He calls it youthful indiscretion. He boinked repeatedly a married woman. Well, she boinked him, too. No respect for his own marriage or somebody else's marriage. And this is a guy who has been given the garter or whatever the hell it is from the Knights of Columbus. You know, he's supposed to be a defender of the faith. Yeah, okay. Here's Henry Hyde.
Accusations hurled at me to intimidate me were misplaced and... I regret having to deal with them, but they didn't intimidate me.
See, accusations, he calls them. You see, once again, a guilty Republican tries to blame what, Democrats? For his own ethics problems, his own hypocrisy, his own adultery, his own sneaking around behind his sick wife who had a nervous breakdown once she found out about this and died! Eventually. But you hear what these snaky, snarky, good Christian Catholic Knights of Columbus Opus Dei weasels say? Accusations hurled at me. No, I don't think so. You slimy old thug, were doing the hurling. The accusations against Clinton. Clinton didn't break up anybody's marriage. Not even his own. And I know, Henry, it's because you are absolutely convinced Hillary is a lesbian and is only in the relationship with Bill for the power that got her career started. You old farts, you old Republican farts, you're just unbelievably hypocritical. Do you understand that? Do you get it, Henry? You're 81 years old, you're getting out of the Senate, you say Father Time and Mother Nature's catching up with you. That's right, your body's getting old, like what happens to all of us, and you're going to die. Now here's what I suggest. Get your ass into a church and pray and pray and pray and pray for your deceitfulness, your adultery, your hypocrisy, all of these sins that Dante, hundreds of years ago, said, we're going to commit you to the lower levels of hell. You don't want to go there. You're not going to have Virgil to weave your way through those layers of hell, Henry. You're going to be there on your own, upside down in a hole, while snakes, scorpions, and spiders attack your body through all history, all eternity. So get to a church, Henry. You got some time left. Remember the thief on the cross next to Jesus. You got some time left, you hypocritical old bat. Take Santorum with you. God, I wish these people would rapture on out of here. Now, here he is with Andy Shaw again regarding whether or not he, Henry Hyde, would lead the impeachment effort, as he did, against Clinton if he had it to play over again. Here's Andy Shaw first.
Would you do it again?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure. I might not.
The veteran DuPage County congressman is also acknowledging that Republicans went after Clinton in part to exact revenge against the Democrats for impeaching President Richard Nixon 25 years earlier.
Was this payback? I can't say it wasn't, but I also thought that the Republican Party should stand for something.
Oh, that makes
and
sense.
And if we walked away from this, no matter how difficult, we could be accused of shirking our duty, our responsibility.
Oh, your duty. You evil old man. Your duty was to attack the executive branch of the United States government because you didn't like Clinton? Because you hated the fact that by the time you taloned bastards got to him, he had rescued the Reagan-Bush economy? He was the best Republican ever to sit in the Oval Office, and you moral midgets attacked him because you couldn't stand it. Here was somebody who was doing everything Republican that you Republicans couldn't do, only had a D after his name. And you, plus, he got sex. He got some kind of sex with his girlfriend. And didn't want to go in front of your trumped-up, lousy-ass little committees and say, well, yeah, I sure did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I sure did. Unlike you, Henry, and Livingston, and Barr, and Gingrich, and Helen Chenoweth, and the rest of you thugs and punks and hypocrites and liars, you didn't have to testify about your extramarital affairs, did you, Mr. Adulterer? Huh? Newt Gingrich never was called on the carpet about the sex play he got in parked cars in the House parking lot with interns and pages. Did he, Henry? But you all really stuck it to Clinton, didn't you? Man, these people make me sick. So would you do it again? Andy Shaw says, well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure. I might not. Well, you hypocrite, the speeches you and Barr and the rest of you people gave during those days of testimony being presented in the Senate in your role as prosecutors, when you people called down the wrath of the universe on the United States because of Bill Clinton's extramarital half affair with his girlfriend, how you used the D-Day, Dunkirk, the bombing of Hiroshima, the founding fathers putting together the Constitution of the United States, you used it all. You trotted it out. And your evil little animal, your pet ferret over there, Ken Starr, dumps his filthy, filthy report on the internet for everybody to read about how many times, well, I can't even say it on the air, can I? You pig. You're all pigs, you Republicans. Well, get busy praying, Henry. You probably don't have a whole lot of time left, and the maw of hell is waiting for you, buddy. Well, isn't it? Didn't you commit mortal sins? How do you get absolution, or did you get it from Ratzinger? It's the hypocrisy that makes me furious. Because these people tamper with your belief in your immortal soul. That's why the making political, I can never say that word, the making political of Protestantism and Catholicism and Mormonism, all these disparate and crazy branches of Christianity, making it political is so vile. And then you folks jump behind your cross. You jump behind your cross and your crucified Jesus. You make me sick. It's the hypocrisy. It's the hypocrisy. And then blame the Democrats for it. Yeah, blame the Democrats. And Tom DeLay, his name, Bill Frist. How did you people all get vomited up on the America's public stage at the same time, political stage at the same time? Where did you spawn of Satan come from, huh? Andre writes, Mike, listened to your Thursday show and had to write you about the Henry Hyde revelation. First of all, just like a craven coward to admit, 4 years later, about the impeachment, why not have the audacity to say the reason when he was impeaching Clinton? And Andre writes, so, Hillary was right to call it a vast right-wing conspiracy. So, now that he has admitted to this, isn't this a conspiracy in practice, not theory? And could Clinton bring charges against him? No, Andre, Clinton could not bring charges against him. Clinton is forever asterisked in American history. As having, just like Andrew, who was it? Andrew Jackson? Who was impeached? Who was the other president who was impeached? So Bill Clinton, this Republican, who I didn't care for as a Democrat, not the least. But it was the hypocrisy and the attack on the unfairness by these miserable, miserable Republicans, right? Huh? Don't you just want to scream? Applaud election got us started on the wrong road to 9/11, and since that day by our own leader. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies' Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Stephanie Miller. Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Now, let's take a snapshot of where we are with this economy in terms of working people. Corporate America is making gobs of money by keeping wages down, by saying to workers, you don't want to work here? I got 25 people ready to take your place tomorrow.
Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Talk radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
Neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Boy, delay really is toast. Charles Krauthammer, who I think is kind of a not-so-crypto-Nazi in his writings, it always comes out, and Ted Olson, who was a solicitor general during the first Bush administration and has been around with the Federalist Society just forever. Ted Olson, whose wife Barbara allegedly died in the plane crash into the Pentagon on September 11th. Both Ted Olson and Charles Krauthammer now, Ted Olson in the Wall Street Journal in a rather lengthy piece, and Charles Krauthammer writing his syndicated column, both of them are more or less saying that Tom DeLay and Bill Frist ought to get out of town with their attacks on the judiciary and the selection process by which people are confirmed for the federal bench. Kind of like I said, you know, when your enemy is committing ritual suicide, just stay back and watch the blood splatter patterns on the wall and see if you can discern, splatter patterns that look like what? Constellations in the nighttime sky, or maybe the imprint of a leaf. Maybe even the Virgin Mary, if you're cool enough to stand there while they're doing harakiri. And plunging on the knife, you know, all up on the wall, maybe it'll be like Our Lady of, I don't know, Mexico City or Guadalupe or Our Lady of the Salt Stain. I have no idea. But, you know, always stay away when your enemy is committing ritual suicide. God, it's just too much, isn't it? What? Take a phone call? Why? This is talk radio. Chuck is calling from Kentucky. Oh, wait a minute. No, hold on, Chuck. You're just going to have to wait a second. Max is calling from England, and he's been holding on for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
I'm doing fine. You've got a great fan over here.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're going to have a few more. I'm spreading the word.
Thank you.
Mike, I'm watching what's going on in the United States here, you know, from the other side of the big pond. And I'm just I'm watching this with an ever-growing sense of disbelief. I cannot believe what's happening in the United States.
Believe it. It is real. It is happening.
I can see it. But what are you guys going to do? Mike, the Statue of Liberty has got tears in her eyes, man. If one day she just walks off and takes a holiday in the side of France, man, don't be surprised.
Well, the Republicans want to tear it down because it was a gift from the French, the people that made freedom fries.
Oh, yeah, the French. Yeah, right. You don't drink French wine anymore. Yeah, all right. Okay. Yes, old Europe.
Well, actually, I don't think... We drink Villages Beaujolais, but we also drink... we're into Australian wines now. I love Australian wines.
All right, yeah, some of them are good. Yeah, I know. Mike, but what are you going to do? Look, are you really going to sit this out for another 3 years? I mean, the damage that the Bush administration is doing, not just in America, worldwide, is just so enormous. And this guy has got no right to be in office. I mean, look, when the first election happened, when he stole the first election, okay, I can understand that everybody was just dumbstruck and just couldn't believe that this had actually happened and people didn't really know what to do and how to react. But when he did it a second time, and not one member of the Electoral College refused to certify him, and he did it a second time, and everybody knew what was happening. It was, again, election fraud played out to a worldwide audience.
Well, let me just interrupt, Max. The world understands this. The majority of Americans think it was all fair and square. Let me suggest, you all have an election coming up in May, don't you?
Yes.
All right. When they come over there with Diebold voting machines, pick up a gun and start shooting, all right? Because
yeah, sure.
It's the voting machines, and Tony Blair better understand that. As much as I have some questions about Blair, about his style, at least, you know, I saw a picture today of Blair and Sherry walking through a village someplace talking to the constituents, and you know you couldn't see a sniper or a helicopter or a gunship or even very much security around him. He's talking to people as they lean out from their gardens, for heaven's sake. Can you imagine that happening here? No, the answer is no. But let me tell you, watch out if they show up with voting machines, okay?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do. I have no idea, Max. People in this country who still love our institutions and what we're about are thinking. They're thinking. It's a question. You know, Thomas Jefferson said the tree of liberty has to occasionally be fertilized with the blood of patriots and tyrants. So I don't know.
You know, haven't we fertilized enough of the
or nurtured
with the blood of, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You may see this country erupt into revolution. If it third revolution, if it does happen, stand back, because you know we're crazed over here, and it's going to be a bloodbath. It'll be.
Mike, I can only see two ways. Either you're going to be, you know, you're heading for a long-term dictatorship, or you're heading for some kind of serious internal conflict, whatever shape that might take. But, you know, what I don't get is this, Mike. Bush has got no right to be in office, right? He stole two elections. One was one too many. Two is unbelievable. You would have ever... what I don't get is, you know, I've been to America only once, but I love the place, man. You know, you would have... Why aren't there 5 million people marching to Washington and screaming to get this guy out of
office? There are those of us who ask that question over and over and over again. If they do it in Ukraine, if they do it in the Philippines...
Yeah, you need an orange revolution.
If they do it in Venezuela, if they do it in Czechoslovakia, why can't it be done here? I have no idea, Max. I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, stay tuned, because you never know what's going to happen. We've turned into a huge theater set in the United States. It's going to be interesting to see how this play comes to a conclusion. Thanks, Max. I'm sorry I left you on hold for so long. Spread the word. Love you. We'll talk to you again, okay?
Will do. I'll call you again, all right?
All right, sir. Take care. An hour and a half? I didn't look at this. An hour and a half he was on hold? Oh, my God. I hope he has a good Verizon card or something, you know? All right, quick break. We'll be back. Your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Woo!
On Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side. But they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones Magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
He's taken it as his name Benedict the 16th.
He's going to take Benedict the 16th?
Yes.
I hope so, because I'm the 17th.
That's right. That's what you said yesterday, that you would have taken Benedict the 17th.
Because I wanted to skip one.
That's right.
And I think I'm right. We should have skipped this guy.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
All right, you 4 years old son, ready for the big leagues. Here you go, helmet.
Silly head.
Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game.
But Daddy.
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult. So why put them in adult seatbelts?
You should have straight-armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hello, this is John Landmark. I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. Pleading guilty to six terrorism conspiracy charges, Zacharias Moussaoui admits he knew of the Al-Qaeda 9/11 plot, but says he wanted to fly a plane into the White House. Phil Hirschhorn has the story.
Could bring that up in the death penalty phase. No date has been set for that. Judge Bigham has said, though, she was fully satisfied Moussaoui was fully competent to make his guilty pleas. Phil Hirschhorn, CNN Radio, Alexandria, Virginia.
The downing of a helicopter in Iraq and the execution-style killing of its pilot, as shown on an insurgent videotape, is under investigation. Retired Major General Don Shepard of the U.S. Air Force and a CNN radio military analyst says although incidents like this will likely happen again, flights remain a necessity in Iraq.
You can't stop flying across that country and have an economy growing within Iraq. So they're going to continue to fly, and you're going to continue to lose one every now and then.
While people in southeast Kansas are dealing with the aftermath of tornadoes that damaged or destroyed five farmhouses and outbuildings, strong storms hit Georgia Friday. Randy McDaniels, a resident of Stone Mountain.
At this point, the worst may be over because the thunder is fading into the distance, but you never know. The way this one popped up, another one could be right behind.
The Army has cleared Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez in connection with the abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib prison. He's the former commander of U.S. forces in Iraq. President Bush has nominated Marine General Peter Pace to become the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. If he receives confirmation, he would be the first Marine to hold that position. This is CNN Radio News.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it, but affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call right now. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest for their affordable health insurance. That toll-free number again is 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Not available in all states.
An ex-member of the Bush White House has become partly involved in the John Bolton matter. CNN Radio's Elise Labatt reports from the State Department.
Colin Powell is wading into the battle over the nomination of John Bolton to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. The former Secretary of State has spoken with Senators Chuck Hagel of Nebraska and Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, who are both wavering on whether to confirm Bolton. They're both on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which this week delayed a vote on Bolton's nomination to investigate charges he threatened subordinates.
Santa Barbara, California District Attorney Thomas Sneddon says he has just one more week of witnesses left before resting his case in the trial of Michael Jackson. Then the defense takes over. 21 U.S. House members have gone to Rome to attend the inaugural mass for Pope Benedict XVI. The group is going by way of military transport. A watchdog group says the trip will cost about $46,000. This is news from CNN Radio. The hardest working man in show business is being recognized by his hometown. John Lawrence has details.
3 days after his 72nd birthday, a bronze statue of James Brown will be unveiled in Augusta, Georgia. Officials say the life-size statue will be located on Broad Street in front of Augusta Common. The Godfather of Soul is expected to appear at the statue's dedication ceremony, which takes place on May 6th. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Nearly 400,000 27-inch sharp color televisions are being recalled. There's a possibility the power button can break. That could allow foreign objects to be inserted by children, such as crayons or straws, and that could cause a fire. The Dow Jones average fell another 61 points at the close Friday, and the NASDAQ Composite Index lost 30 points. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stu Levitan here. Well, there are two big events this week, the New Orleans Jazz Festival and Passover. So join me this week when we talk with the legendary music impresario George Ween about founding the Jazz Festival, and with the author of What We Knew, an oral history of life in Nazi Germany. That's Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Mike Malone on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Seven past the hour. Okay. Enough of the emails. It was Andrew Johnson, the other president who was impeached and was saved by one vote. I'm sorry. I'm either absolutely stupid or just can't keep all that stuff in my head. Probably the stupid thing. I've said many times on this program, thank God I do the kind of program I do because you people are much smarter than I am. And that way I'm always talking up to people. Never talking down. Now, that's not true, you see, with Hannity and the rest of these pigs, Limbaugh, the pig man, the drug-addled freak. Believe it or not, it's true. They are much smarter than their audience. But on this program, you guys always are one up on me. I like it like that. That way, when I know I screw up, I'm going to have 30 emails, correct it, and go right back on the air and correct it. All right, let's get serious here. Chuck is calling from Kentucky. Chuck, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. It's nice to find a truth seeker who takes the gloves off. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
Well, sir, I'm right here in Ground Zero for Bill Frist and James Dobson's Justice Sunday. Our organization actually kind of got the jump on it about 3 days before MoveOn got a hold of it. We're local and all. Our website is blackwednesday.org. We're a local progressive organization, and we've been planning a protest on this for roughly 2 weeks now. We've got about 150 people we're taking over to the MoveOn protest. And, you know, this whole thing of...
What are you guys going to do?
We're basically just going to coordinate with the MoveOn people. I called the Highview Baptist Church where this event's going to take place. I'm doing finger quotes right now. I called the church and I asked them, you know, gentlemen's warning about the protest and so forth, and they said that anybody that comes on their property will be arrested. And I'm just curious if the Jesus police are going to be around.
Well, you're not going to do anything. Like, oh, for God's sake, don't go on their property. I mean, there's nothing more furious than a pissed off Christian when they think that you are defiling their belief system. They'll come at you with guns and knives and kill you and cut you in little pieces and feed you to alligators.
Well, I mean, they've certainly killed enough doctors in the past 10 years, haven't they?
Isn't that the truth?
The thing that really worries me about this is that it's listed as a private property. They're tax-exempt, but they're having senators there to push national policy of the Bush administration.
Isn't that weird?
I can't understand how people are letting this go, man, how people are not out in the streets. I mean, gas prices going up to, you know, about a week ago we had gas prices here that leveled out finally at about $2.38 a gallon. And for this area, that's crazy.
Whoa. Whoa. Well, I'll tell you what, this is the reason we talk about this religious nonsense so much, because it is no longer a religion. It's been bastardized into it's no longer spiritual. It's no longer a belief in a higher power. It is no longer a system where there are avatars like Christ or Muhammad or whomever who tries to preach love and respect and courtesy and decency. It has become a hideous, devouring sort of a vicious thought police, thought process. And that's the reason we talk about it. I hope you guys are very effective. Just be careful, because I'm serious, you know that the police will come and beat your heads into bloody pulp while the Christians stand on the front lawn and laugh and point at you. I've got finger quotes around the word Christian too. I mean that's just a given on this program. But they will stand there and laugh while you bleed to death and your life essence rolls down the curb and into the gutter.
You know what the worst part about this is?
What?
They just announced that they're going to attack the filibuster. They just put that up on their website about an hour and a half ago, that they're going to attack the filibuster specifically, calling it against people of faith. I just want to know where people are going to, you know, draw the line on this. I mean, that's how we started our organization. I mean, BlackWednesday.org was started the day after the election just because we were, you know, sick of the state of things.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to collect up, you know, progressives in general. I mean, you can be Republican, you can be a Green, you can be whatever. Step one in taking your country back is getting at least a more friendly organization in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the administration that we've got now is, I don't understand how people don't think that they're out to destroy us, everything that they're trying to do.
I don't either.
North Korea is about to detonate a nuclear weapon. Did you hear that?
Who is?
North Korea. It was all over NPR and BBC today that, of course, only those two, that North Korea is gearing up and they're probably going to test detonate a nuclear weapon in the next week or so.
No, that'll be fun.
This world is not more safe than it was before George Bush took office.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no.
To get this message across to people.
Every single life, if we were at 40% at risk when Bush took office, we're now at 95% at risk. I wonder where the Union of Concerned Scientists have put the atomic clock at this point. I don't know. Where was it? 5 minutes before midnight? 2 minutes before midnight? It's getting worse and worse. But keep this in mind as you work, Chuck, to resist these people, that Christianity, as it's being practiced, quotes around it, by these folks, is a cult of death. And they want death. They want piles of bodies. They want blood. They just want corpses all over the place, because they really, truly believe that somehow, some way, the Messiah will find favor in that and will make a repeat visit to Earth and rapture them all up into heaven or something. I mean, it's insane. These are certifiably crazy people, and that's why I say, do be careful. Chuck, thanks for phoning in. Do me a favor. Call in Monday and let us know what happened, all right?
Absolutely. I'll email you pictures. We're going to take all the pictures we can, because if they're going to shoot us, we're going to shoot them back, right?
Oh, you're going to shoot back with cameras.
Indeed, man.
Oh, okay.
5mm.
All right. Take care.
Take care, man.
All right, Chuck. You know, as he's talking, I keep thinking about, remember in North Carolina, was it Greensboro, North Carolina, a couple of decades ago when members of the Communist Party USA showed up to protest Klansmen and racists, and everybody opened fire. Well, not everybody. The Klansmen showed up. These white supremacists showed up, and how many people were killed? 5 or 6 people killed. Remember that horrible video of people being gunned down simply because they were fighting against racism? Oh, my God. So be careful. This is what they want. This is what these Christian Reconstructionists want. They want to provoke so that somebody will step out of the crowd and bitch slap one of them. And then there's an assault charge. And then there's, I know Jesus said turn the other cheek, but he also said, I do not come as a peacemaker, I come as a warrior, or something like that. And therefore, I'm just going to cut their heads off. I'm going to lop them off. That's what I'm going to do. You got to be careful. This is so bad. This is so sad. It's so bad. It's so vile. You know, 2 days is in well, if you're Jewish, today is the Lord's Day. But you know, if you're a Christian, tomorrow Sunday is the Lord's Day, right? It's also Passover weekend. And you know, I have to wonder. Barry sent me an email and said, you know, there are a lot of secular, non-practicing, not crazed Jews. By crazed, I mean like Lieberman, who you know, is an Orthodox. I've done nothing again. You know, let them be whatever they want to be. But there are a lot of Jews in the Congress. Is this what they're referring to? These right-wing Protestants, when they talk about the disrespect of Christian, isn't there a subliminal message here, as Bush would say? Isn't there something right beneath the surface of what these people are talking about? They're not talking about Democrats. Aren't they talking about maybe the Jews? Huh? Do you suppose? Do you think? I wonder. But this is vile. This is so hateful. This is pure hate politics. Taking this kind of hatred and disruption into the sanctuaries of churches. Where alleged, oh, I know, don't accuse me of being naive. Don't accuse me, because so many of these are going to be Southern Baptists, and the whole Southern Baptist thing is based on absolute, disgusting, filthy racism. That's where they came from, that's where they are today, and that's where they're going to wind up. That's what Southern Baptist Convention is all about. We ain't going to have none of them darkies in our church. No, hell no. Jesus doesn't like darkies. Where do they find out that Jesus is a darkie? Huh? Would that be a scream? Of course, there's no way for them to find that out because he died 2,000 years ago. And on and on and on it goes, right? On it goes. And if this isn't a major violation of separation in church and, of church and state, what is? These neoconservative Christo-fascists aren't even trying to hide their agendas anymore like they did. At least they had the decency to, you know, kind of like masturbation, do it in private. Now they're doing it right out in public. And it's awful. It's awful to see. I'm reminded of that scene in The Exorcist when the little girl masturbates with a cross. Isn't that horrifying? Isn't that awful? Is there any difference in that and what these people are doing to the Christian faith? Huh? They are demanding a fascist theocracy, and they're doing it right out in the open now. Well, okay. The lines are being drawn. Isn't that sad? Isn't this sad?
Dead, only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-360-1716. 1-888-360-1716. That's 1-888-360-1716 for Right Size Smoothie.
Had enough religious Rottweilers messing with our democracy? Enough of the corporate bullies blowing hot air on energy policy? Mel White of Soul Force, a born again, has plans to encircle Focus on the Family's compound this week. We'll hear from Mel, also from businesses small and large that are shifting to renewable energy no matter what Washington says. Who says we can't gracefully take matters into our own hands? That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved, 9 months later, to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, "I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on Al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject." Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, "Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present." Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, "As he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined."
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Mike at themike921.com. Now, more progressive talk on the mic.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Richard is calling from the Bible Belt. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Well, I'm in the belt buckle, actually.
No. I'm in the belt buckle, pal.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you. I was calling about, you hit on the main thing that these folks are all about, the cult that's taken over the Republican Party.
Right.
Actually, they do believe that they, through their actions, I've studied them for years. I'm a Christian and a moderate, and they embarrassed me to death. But what they really believe in is they can, through their actions, bring about the second coming of Christ.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary part.
That is a scary part.
And not only is it scary, but it is so arrogant. Jesus said that nobody knows. Nobody knows when I'll return. And don't try to figure it out, because if you do try to figure it out, bad things are going to happen to you. Now, I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, well, you're right there.
But you know, for these people to talk about it's going to happen in their generation, this whole Left Behind series of books by Tim LaHaye and this other guy, this is such a derogation. Of Jesus, it's nastiness heaped on this carpenter from the Middle East 2,000 years ago, and it's hateful stuff. And they are, you know, if there were to, with respect to your belief system, Richard, if there were truth to all this, let's assume for the sake of this conversation it's all true, then these people are opening up a coal chute to hell that they're all going to slide down when the time comes. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. You know, no man can bring about the second coming of Christ. No group of people can do that. And, you know, he'll come in his own time. And he was very specific about that. and for them to think that they, through their own actions, can do that is extremely dangerous. Because just think about this. If they're wrong, okay, they're wrong. You know, what happens to the world? Do we have another third world war because of their actions? I mean, these people are nothing different. They're no different, really, than the Taliban or Al-Qaeda in a lot of respects.
That's right.
Belief structure.
That's right.
And they scare me to death. And I'm a Christian. And
I hear you.
Believe in my faith. And to, for these people to hijack my faith, just like the Muslims, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda hijacked the Islamic faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel the same way. I feel almost violated in a lot of respects.
What do you think of this Justice Sunday thing that's coming up day after tomorrow, Richard?
It's all political. It's to gain more power
mm-hmm.
and control. Power and control. Absolute power corrupts absolute. You know, and that's exactly what they're wanting to do. These people have an agenda.
No, let me say, I respect you. I respect your beliefs. And thanks for checking in, Richard. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Take care. It's so sad. I mean, it really is. There are people of faith. And I've said it many times, I'll say it again, you know, people of faith, I have deep respect for. I have faith, too. It's just in kind of a obliteration. But people of faith who believe their religion, their trust that they have placed, to see it twisted by this political stuff is just, I said it before the break, I've said it all night, it is so sad, it is crushingly sad to see this happen. And the hypocrisy here, I cannot believe that in 1,000 churches on Sunday, there's going to be a simulcast of this ugly, hate-filled message from someone like James Dobson. I don't know. Thank God my Southern Baptist grandma is in her, wherever she went to, if it was just in a hole in the ground or to heaven. I know damn well she didn't go to hell. But if she were alive today, this would just be, it would be horrifying. Horrifying. And I know, I've just busted up on the Southern Baptist. She was a Southern Baptist in Ohio. Well, that doesn't mean anything anyway, Mike. I understand. But this is back in the 40s and 50s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. I don't think my grandma ever knew what the Southern Baptist Convention was all about. I really don't. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Oh, by the way, we got a break. Ira, stick around. I'm going to come right back to you, Ira. I'll come right back. Big full-page ad in the New York Times today. You're talking about messiahs. The Rebbe Schneerson, Lubavitcher Rebbe, who died, 4 years ago? Was it 4 years ago? Lubavitchers who believe that the Rebbe is the direct descendant from the house of David and may be the Messiah, right? Because don't forget, all you Christians, the Jews are still waiting for the first appearance of the Messiah. How about that?
Does it feel the same? Welcome to Jesus' land, where we all love thy neighbor if thy neighbors understand. We won't let too many Mexicans across the Rio Grande. Welcome to Jesus' land.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. see you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The Al Franken Show, Catherine and Al, America's answer to the lying liars, here on the Mike 92.1.
Catherine, have you been listening to the Al Franken Show lately?
Yeah, I try to catch it when I can.
Because I've read in the press that he's a left-wing version of Limbaugh and that he's very shrill. And I got to tell you, I've been listening, and the show is terrific. He's very substantive. He's got a lot of facts. He's very funny and a real mensch. I just gotta tell you,
Al.
What? It's not like I'm Armstrong Williams and I'm getting paid to say this.
Yes, you are.
All right, but the thing is, I believe what I'm saying.
That's what Armstrong Williams claimed.
Well, I'm not gonna defend Armstrong Williams, but maybe he had a point.
Okay, Al. The House is expected to approve its version of the energy bill today.
Aye.
The bill calls for drilling in Anwar.
Aye, aye, aye.
And they're providing more than $8 billion in tax breaks, with most of it going to the oil, nuclear, coal, and natural gas industries.
Aye, because they need it, as opposed to the children.
Bill shields the makers of a gasoline additive from environmental lawsuits.
Oh, good. What additive?
It's called MTBE.
Well, that sounds healthy.
And it's suspected of contaminating drinking water in dozens of communities.
Aye.
They'll be stuck with the cleanup bills if they can't sue.
Hey, and whose idea was this?
Tom DeLage. There was an attempt to get car makers to increase fuel economy to an average of 33 miles per gallon. If it had passed, it eventually would have saved 2 million barrels of oil a day.
Hey, that sounds like a lot, is it?
Well, it's more oil than we can take from Anwar.
Hey, let me ask you something. Is this any of this going to lower gas prices?
No.
The Oi 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 Show is brought to you by ExxonMobil. Working hard to protect the environment while providing for the energy needs of our future. Exxon Mobil.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I was in a limo once. With
President Bush?
Clinton.
Ah.
And he has his briefcase, and one of the things he slipped things into were his credit card. And one of them had fallen out. And I'm thinking, I could take his credit card. I'm not going to charge stuff on it. I'm just going to take it and have it as a souvenir. Then I think to myself, I probably shouldn't do it. And I don't. So that's my story.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude. They crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crap their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
paid for by Swift Boat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow.
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more progressive talk from the Mike 92.1.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderstand. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Twenty-six before the hour. Okay, another correction. The Rebbe Schneerson did not die 4 years ago. I got an email from Sharon. It says he passed away in June of 1996. I did a Google, and they list his death date as June of 1994. So I don't know. Whatever. But my bad. But that's the reason. Like I said, that's the reason I love this audience, because anything that is incorrect that comes from this program, y'all will correct me real quick. The internets. The power of the internets. Okay, back to the calls here. We were just about to talk with Ira. Ira, thanks for holding on, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking the call, Mike.
Sure.
I wanted to focus on a news item of today, but first, backtrack a little to your show 2 nights ago. That was great. I loved every minute of it with the conservatives calling in.
Oh yeah, it was kind of sad and pathetic, but I guess it's entertainment, right?
What I'm going to talk about kind of goes into that a little bit.
Okay.
Today, there's a report, and I guess it happened in this courtroom. Musawi pleading guilty to a variety of charges.
Right.
Related to 9/11. Well, Monday night, David Griffin, author of the book The New Pearl Harbor: Disturbing Questions About 9/11 of the Bush Administration, spoke to a large audience at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And this is to be put on C-SPAN, the first time any such event has made it to corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
Your network has had on, you personally have talked to Michael Rupert, I've heard that.
Right.
They've also had Von Kleinst, a few others, as far as the truth movement is concerned. And it just seems to me the truth movement gets a little steam. You penetrate corporate media, and all of a sudden you see this. I'm looking at the Musawi thing as a big charade, just part of the scam. I mean, anybody who's familiar with the research into 9/11 knows that it's highly doubtful there were any hijackers, and he supposedly was the one who didn't get on one of the planes.
But what they're saying is, with this guilty plea, Gonzalez is saying, the new attorney general, that he's going to be executed.
Yeah, well, there's such a thing as a mock execution. You know, you can fake your way through that, Mikey. I mean, you know, when you tell a big lie, as you're familiar with the holes in the official version, you know, relative to the way the towers came down.
I've been following this because I am absolutely convinced that the way it's been presented is not the way it happened. I don't know to what extent. I don't know that we'll ever know.
As you've said yourself, is pretty heavily involved in it, you know. And I mean, it's easy to drag somebody into court and make charges, and here the guy was going to try and defend himself, and then they set the precedent where they can try somebody along these lines without giving that party the ability to confront witnesses. It went to the Supreme Court and they said, okay, you can do summaries of the witnesses, but of questions to the witnesses, but you can't confront them in court. The Supreme Court made that ruling as that issue wound its way through the courts. And here he was going to fight it, so we were led to believe, and now he's pleading guilty 3 days after the first penetration into corporate media by somebody of the stature or of an independent man like Griffin. And there's others. I mean, you know, you have Michael Rupert.
Right.
And the books he's written and the lectures he's given, which he's totally ignored by the corporate media. But it was predicted that that would, by the person that coordinated that, that could bring him down, bring possibly cause a big stir in the country. But here, now you have a stir over this development.
Well, I am intrigued by how long has Moussaoui been in custody? About 4 years? About three.
He was in custody before 9/11.
That's what I thought. And I since he obviously could not have been one of the people on the planes, obviously,
yeah.
I don't know what the hell he's pleading guilty to. I just heard little snatches of it today that he's pleading guilty that he was selected by Osama bin Laden to organize everything, which to me sounds like bat snot. I realize the guy is a college graduate. I think he has, a couple of degrees. He's not a dumb man.
Never any evidence presented, any specific evidence referred to.
If this is a charade, if this is a play, if and Moussaoui's only one of the actors to the same extent,
that's my take on it. And I've spoken to many people on this who followed this issue closely, and that's their take. But obviously, you're not going to hear about that. I mean, the corporate media is playing this up like it's it's.
Yeah, I understand. The only person convicted of the attacks on the country, or who has pled guilty. All right, we will watch and pay attention, Zyra. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Keep promoting the thing. C-SPAN is going to put Griffin on this weekend or next weekend, something like that. I know your network is promoting.
We'll look for it. We'll look for it. Thanks, Ira. Thanks. Oh, and one thing, guys and gals who listen to and call this program, Air America Radio is a corporation. We are corporate. Okay? I think what you're trying to say is mainstream media. And eventually we're going to be mainstream media, if we're not already. But the distinction is we are righteous. We are honest. We're truthful. We're liberal and we're progressive. But Air America Radio and our intent, our goals, is to mainstream this network just as thoroughly as any other media outlet. So let's keep our eyes on the prize, okay? Just had to throw that in. Every time I hear people talk about the corporate media, I'm thinking, well, damn, that's us. But we are righteous and we are good and we are honest and we are truthful and we're a hell of a lot more fun and we're funnier and on and on and on and on and on. Nelson, our regular caller from Syracuse, New York, is checking in. Nelson, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I'm wanting to talk about Social Security reform.
Okay, Social Security reform. Go ahead.
Okay, and they're selling it by pushing the greed button.
Oh yeah, the greed button. That's right. Do it this way, and you'll get rich.
And the mantra we keep hearing is, it's your money.
Right.
It's your money. And when Bush describes personal retirement accounts, he says you put your money in, and every month you get a statement showing how much money you have in your account.
Right.
Well, yesterday, Bush signed the new bankruptcy law into a law, and I'm wondering if your personal retirement account is yours, if it's your asset.
That's a good thought, Nelson. Whether or not that personal retirement account could be seized by the court to use to pay off your creditors, and you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's the whole basic idea. Get people to switch their money over to personal retirement accounts, and by God, if they go bankrupt, it's ours.
Now the implications of this are unfathomable, because if you're living a life and you decide, well, you know what, I'm going to start my own small business.
Right.
I'm going to, or your wife gets sick.
Right.
Or whatever happens and you go bankrupt and they take away your retirement account, then when you get too old to work,
you have nothing.
You have nothing, and you will become a burden to your children.
Sure.
So what they're trying to do is what Social Security was designed to get us away from, which is generational poverty.
I hear you. I hear you. Nelson, that's brilliant. Nobody else, certainly not I, and not anyone's called this program has pointed that out. Of course, he just got the bankruptcy bill this week, right?
Right.
Okay, but you make a very salient case for this kind of nonsense. And this is interesting because I got another one of those letters. When do we get it today, Kathy, from Social Security telling me what I would be entitled to when I retire and through Social Security, but also listed what my kid, my eight-month-old, and Kathy would get. Obviously, I'm going to die long before they do because I'm so damn old, and Molly's only 8 months old. So it listed in there what Molly would be entitled to and what Kathy, Molly's mom, my wife, as her sole guardian, what she would be entitled to. And we were looking at that today, and we're thinking, you know, okay, this is fine. Every little bit will help, but what happens under Bush's plan? What happens to future generations of, I hate to say it, orphans and widows? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It sucks. It sucks. Nelson, I got to leave it there. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to remember what you said. That's a very interesting take.
I'm going to try to write it up and submit it.
And send it to me. All right, send it to me. That's good. Nelson, thanks a lot. Take care, pal. Quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
What's right and true? George W. Bush will give a country a push.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Stu Levitan here. Well, there are two big events this week, the New Orleans Jazz Festival and Passover. So join me this week when we talk with the legendary music impresario George Ween about founding the Jazz Festival, and with the author of What We Knew, an oral history of life in Nazi Germany. That's Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing online at the multiplex. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. Go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara. I'm not going to see Beauty Shop. And I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher, ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda, all right? Let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people, and you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara. I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mike. Now order the super combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up, and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You dig what I'm saying, man? How's that grab you?
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Talk, the Mike 92.1 congratulates Mike Malloy, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Thanks to the usual crew, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas in New York City, who kept us on the rails tonight. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Thanks, Mark. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. Catherine Bay here is the executive producer of this program. Two quick emails from Karen. She writes in about Musawi and his confession today, and she points out something that, you know, years ago we all would have went, oh, God, something's wrong with Karen. And nowadays it's extreme, not even possible, probable. She writes, Musawi is probably so brainwashed and electroshocked from being in federal prison for all these years, they probably did a lobotomy. Wouldn't be surprised, Karen. And Eleanor writes in about the impeachment thing, and she reminds me of something, you know, about these hypocrites and going after Clinton because of his little afternoon delight with his girlfriend. Eleanor writes in, remember David Shippers? He was one of the attorneys for the advising Henry Hyde and the rest of the House managers who were making the case in front of the Senate. David Shippers, married man, bringing his mistress to the hearings. Remember that? Sons of bitches. God, oh, do I hate him. Oh, do I hate him. Oh, my God. They were just, and that had to be deliberate. Like, hey, we're going to impeach, we're going to make the case now. We're taking Bill Clinton to trial over in the Senate. So come on, sweetie. My old lady is out shopping. I gave her a Lord & Taylor credit card and told her to go keep herself busy this afternoon. Let you and me jump in the limo here and go to these damn hearings. You know, I'm going to have to be advising good stalwart Knights of Columbus types like Henry Hyde. And you can sit right over here, sweetheart. Okay? And listen, when you sit down and cross your legs, give me a little peek, will you? You know, don't be so shy. I the camera won't be on you. Just go ahead. Don't sit there like John Dean's wife, Maureen, did at the Watergate hearings, all uptight and shiny looking. Just get kind of funky, okay? Because I know you and you know me. I hate these people. God, I hate them. Deborah is calling from Baltimore. Deborah, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Oh, I love your show.
Well, thank you, Deborah.
Thing that has happened on the airwaves. I cannot thank you enough for being there, and you deserve the award you got.
Well, that's very kind. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We certainly have fun with it. Anyway.
I have to say, you know, I wake up, and within 10 minutes, my hair is on fire. I go to bed, and I say, I call my boyfriend. He's down in the South, and I just moved down to Baltimore. Uh-huh. Said, you know, I have to listen to somebody who's just as pissed off as I am on a daily basis.
I know.
And what is really frightening, and what I find, and what I've listened to throughout the evening here, is that there are so many people out there that are wondering, you know, why is it that people aren't banding together and they're not connecting? Because this is here is my argument, and my boyfriend came from a very conservative Christian Republican side, and I'm way the opposite from that. And I'm everything he never knew he wanted. But this is the thing, it's across party lines. Your country has been hijacked, it's been taken over by these crazed people, this cabal.
I know, it's awful.
And it's not going to let go, and it's going to suck in the Christian, these you know, people wanting another rapture, and they're going to use them and spit them right out. Just like, you know, the good Germans way back in the day. You know, and this is, and I'm watching this, and I'm horrified. Like, how can you be so hateful to somebody who, I mean, just great example was the Justice Sunday coming up.
Oh, I know.
You know, if you do not believe, you know, right along this little narrow rope that we're going to give you, then you're not a good Christian and you're not a good American. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's awful stuff. And I've said before, Democrats, moderates, even moderate Republicans who believe in the system of checks and balances, such as it's still feebly is drawing breath. But how do these people feel when they're labeled that they are attacking true Christians? They are attacking or denying judgeships based on Christianity, based on somebody's belief. What the hell is wrong with these people? I can imagine Democrats who are Christians who are just furious about this.
Well, and I say to them, where is your line in the sand? My line in the sand was years ago, but where is yours? What is it going to take for you to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to join you and stand up against this junta?
I hear you. It's going to be rock and roll here for a few months.
Know. You know, I went down to protest the second anniversary of the war down in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I was an army of one.
Yeah.
There was nothing there. There was just me, and I was loud, and I was proud, and I'm a little blonde person, you know, a little wooded woman, and I'm thinking, you know what, the next thing I know, I have Secret Service over to the right of me, but I stood right there in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and I passed out my literature, and I spoke up, and I talked.
Good for you. I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
Keep going on.
All right. You have a great weekend. One thing about this nuclear option, the Democrats, and I've got to believe them, I got to trust them on this one. The Democrats have said if they take away the filibuster, nothing will happen in the Senate. Thanks for participating. I'll see you Monday night. Okay, take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
On Air America Radio.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They are the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Had enough religious Rottweilers messing with our democracy? Enough of the corporate bullies blowing hot air on energy policy? Mel White of SoulForce, a born-again, has plans to encircle Focus on the Family's compound this week. We'll hear from Mel, also from businesses small and large that are shifting to renewable energy no matter what Washington says. Who says we can't gracefully take matters into our own hands? That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mic 92.1.